This is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. It is remarkable what can grow from such small, some might say inconspicuous, beginnings. A group of disciples huddled together for safety as much as out of obedience, wait for a promised visitation from God, which they could not have understood. All faith ventures require obedience to God and great personal courage. The promise will never be realized without those prepared to move towards it in confidence that this is the will and word of God. From a seed planted and resourced through prayer and financial donations in 1994, a platform to carry God's word was born. Initially, like the disciples in Jerusalem, it was focused on one city, London. But as the Holy Spirit blessed and nurtured this seed, it grew to broadcast nationwide. From a small team of pioneers, Premier has grown to a larger team of regional producers who daily gather news from across the UK about all God is doing nationwide. Yet the togetherness of the disciples was not simply that they were in one upper room. They shared the same heart and call. So it is with all successful visions. A group of people carry the same commitment to see the seed of God planted successfully in as many places as possible. Jesus himself declared the gospel would be spread from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. Today, Premier offers that opportunity. Of course, nothing is effective without prayer. Here the disciples gather and pray before the arrival of the Holy Spirit. In the same way, we must engage in faithful prayer to see the word of God spread. So in this celebratory 25th year, Premier wants to gather 25,000 to pray for the UK and the breaking of the chains that bind us. The media carries story upon story about the enormous challenges that face our nation, from the rise in the need and use of food banks to the virtual collapse of social care. Here there is a need for God's people to step up and pray. These are not simply political and economic issues. They reflect our need for God's wisdom, grace, and mercy. This is our opportunity to move from being mere observers and commentators on what's going wrong and assume the responsibility to pray. In the early pages of Acts, we see the vitality and impact of the prayer of the church. This is our opportunity to join. And Premier wants to encourage us in that prayer for our national life and the future for ourselves, our children, and our grandchildren. As we enter into the God space today, will you take time to set aside for prayer for the future of our nation? Prayer precedes God's action. It was prayer that called down the Spirit of God upon these first disciples. It's prayer that will call down God's will and purpose throughout our nation once again. Amen. As we enter and continue with Premier's Novena today, join me in this prayer. Lord, we are grateful for Premier's huge impact on effective mission over the last 25 years. Today we pray that Premier will be key in raising up a company of prayer amongst your people, those who will pray for the kingdom of God to come on earth as it is in heaven. A people who will carry the very real needs of our national life and those most negatively impacted. For those in positions of authority who take the political and economic decisions, that affect both our present and our future.